Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim Burge here out of Valentine, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, our home area, invites you to come visit us here in north central Nebraska. A trip down the scenic Niobrara River, or maybe go walk up to Smith Falls State Park. There's a lot of other things that you can do here in the area. You can find out 50 things to do or more by going to visitvalentine.com.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com to subscribe today.
I have something called the auction sale, and I do not know the author. Well, no, I do know the author. It's Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Indeed.
I love her stuff. The auction sale. After 60 years of marriage, our neighbor passed away, and when they had his auction, 'twas a nice and sunny day. I suppose because it was so nice, the crowd was fairly large, but I finally found a place to park and walked up to the yard. Their yard was full of furniture and almost everything. As an auctioneer, his helpers and the bidders formed a ring. I was wanting nothing special, but I thought perhaps I'd buy just some kind of memento if things didn't go too high. Then I saw her in a lawn chair in the shade beneath a tree, and went to say hello and hope that she'd remember me. When she saw me walking towards her, she broke out in a smile, then took my hand and asked if I would set for a while. Of course, I had intended to get in on the bidding war, but the lonely look upon her face I'd never seen before. So I took the other lawn chair, and I asked her how she'd been. She said that she was pretty good, but my, how she missed him. Then told me how they came here, and when they were newlyweds, and she pointed to a dresser and a pretty iron bed, saying that was our first purchase, and that old cast-iron range. Then she started telling how things were and how the West had changed. Next, she pointed to a feed bunk full of harness, nets, and hames, and in it were his saddles. She talked of horses he had trained. The afternoon went fast. We both shed several tears. As she told me, lots of stories of their many happy years, of building up this ranch, how she had made a home. But today, it's all to be auctioned off, because she can't stay alone. She asked if I'd come visit her. Of course I said I would, but it seems I keep so busy and don't do the things I should. A lifetime full of memories were shared with me that day, and I hope that just by listening, it'd help her, in a way, to ease the pain that she felt inside as all of her things were sold, while she recounted happy times back in the days of old. I didn't buy a thing that day, and didn't even care, because I got something one can't buy while chatting with her there. See, I took home something special as I headed on my way, the blessings of a friendship from the auction sale that day. Boy, Yvonne Hollenbeck's got a way of putting things, doesn't she?
Indeed.
Out of Clearfield, South Dakota, thanks for sharing that, Yvonne. We give it to you today on The Good Stuff.
Okay, Mike, I've got a piece called What Words Really Mean.
Okay.
I thought maybe we'd do it together. For example, here's one synonym. That's a word used in place of one you can't spell.
Oh, I do that all the time. I go, wait a minute, I'm not sure I'm going to spell that right. What's another word I can use there?
Exactly.
Calories are tiny creatures who live in your closet and sew your clothes a bit tighter every night.
Indeed. Now, alcohol, that's a bitter fluid used to help white people dance.
Democracy, the freedom to elect our own dictators.
Single. A man who makes fun of women in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sarcasm, the brain's natural defense against the less intelligent.
Tomorrow, the best time to do everything you had planned to do today.
There's always tomorrow, they say.
Yep.
Beard, a food storage device found on men's faces.
Etc. You know, ETC. I can't think of any other examples.
Feet. Device used to find Legos in the dark.
Cashew, the sound of a nut sneezing.
Okay. Karma, when you use the last of the toilet paper and are the next person to use the toilet.
Friend, one of the many strangers on Facebook.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks for sharing those with us today. And thanks to all of those listeners out there across our area. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.